poll, young New Hampshire Democrats overwhelmingly back Medicare for All. By Sean Moran on February 11, 2020. A New Hampshire primary exit poll found that young New Hampshire Democrat voters overwhelmingly endorse Medicare for All. An NBC News exit poll found that 68% of New Hampshire Democrat primary voters between 18 and 29 years old support Medicare for All, while 27% oppose the single-payer health care plan. The exit poll found that lower-income New Hampshire voters generally support Medicare for All, while higher-income residents oppose Medicare for All. 70% of voters who make under $50,000 per year support Medicare for All, while 27% of that income bracket oppose it. 63% of those who make between $50,000 and $100,000 support single-payer health care, while 34% oppose Medicare for All. In contrast, 49% of those who make $100,000 or more oppose Medicare for All, while 47% support the program. Roughly a third of young Democrat primary voters consider themselves very liberal. 83% of these voters also support free public college tuition, compared to 13% that opposes free public college tuition. The exit poll follows as Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and other Democrat presidential candidates sparred during the New Hampshire Democrat primary. Sanders claimed that his Medicare for All plan would save Americans substantial sums of money. However, the Vermont Progressive has admitted that his plan will result in tax hikes for middle-class Americans. Sanders claims that Americans will save money because they will not have to pay premiums, deductibles, and other healthcare-related costs. Medicare for All would call for roughly $60 trillion in new government spending and would double the size of the federal government, according to one estimate. Another study found that roughly 1.2 million healthcare jobs are at risk if Medicare for All were to become law. The study, conducted by FTI Consulting, found that the single-payer healthcare plan could have a significant negative impact on the adequacy of the country's healthcare workforce, access to care, and, ultimately, patient outcomes. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.